I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share an informative article by Brianne Rush about surviving the winter wiggles. Mullins, the lead trainer at Doggone Healthy in Calabash, North Carolina, knows that some owners aren't meeting their pets' physical needs now that winter has arrived. And while the winters down south aren't considered frigid, she still fits in a lot of playtime with her dog, which also includes playing hide-and-seek. When owners meet their pets' needs for play and exercise, they have relaxed homes with happy pets, she says. So when the winter months bring record low temperatures and mountains of snow, how can you help your pet get the activity he needs on a daily basis? Why not try a little indoor exercise? Take a look at these tips for getting your pets moving indoors so they're relaxed and happy all year long. Break out the indoor fun and games. The key is to just start moving, says Greg Cunningham, DVM, who practices in Westlake, Ohio. If you stay more active in the winter, your pets will stay more active too. But in Ohio, as well as many other parts of the country, the weather can remain frigid for days on end. So the next time you're stuck inside, pull out this arsenal of fun and create indoor activities. Chasing the laser pointer. Getting your cat to chase a red dot from a laser pointer is a fun way to promote activity, says Dr. Robert Downing, owner of Windsor Veterinary Clinic in Colorado. But be careful, as cats can develop a compulsion for this activity, she says. Keep the sessions short and change up the play from day to day. Only use pet-safe laser pointers and make sure you don't point the light directly at anyone. Hunting for treats. These games are cheap and a whole lot of fun, says Dr. Patty Cooley from Miami. I started hiding smelly commercial treats, but now I use frozen peas so my pets aren't getting too many calories. Try hiding treats under furniture, atop windowsills, and in other nooks and crannies. This gets pets moving and provides mental stimulation. Fishing for kitty. Start by tying a cat toy to the end of a child-sized fishing rod. Then cast the toy down a hallway or across a room and reel it in slowly so the toy spins and dances. Most cats can't resist this. Playing with food puzzles. Both Mullins and Dr. Cooley are big fans of commercially available puzzle games designed for mental stimulation during feedings. It's important to supervise your pets while they're using these games to ensure they don't break off pieces that could be ingested or cause choking. Training time. Winter is a great time to reinforce good behaviors or tricks through short training sessions. Keep these interactions positive and use your time to bond with your pet. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a reminder that Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for all your pet's needs. If we don't got it, you don't want it. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look around. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to the show and surviving winter with your pet. When to call it quits for game time. Dr. Cooley tells her pet owners that they should encourage active play for at least 5 minutes at a time, 3 times a day. But that's only a rough rule, she says. Young dogs need much more time, at least 20 minutes of vigorous exercise 2 or 3 times daily. Before you start an exercise program, check with your vet to make sure your pet is healthy enough for the increased exercise. He or she can also offer advice on how to slowly work your pet up to 20 minutes if that's not what he's used to. And remember to reduce the duration and intensity if your pet seems sore afterward or the next day. If your pet requires more activity, you may need other options for exercise. Several of my clients have taught their dogs to walk on full-size treadmills during inclement weather, Dr. Downey says. This requires intensive supervision, but it's pretty easy for most dogs to learn. If your pup prefers running or jogging outdoors, consider hiring a dog walker. This service is popping up everywhere, Mullins says. Be sure to provide plenty of water before, during, and after the run. And in more frigid climates, bundle pets up with coat and booties. Finally, Perusing the aisles of your local pet store offers mental and physical stimulation and great new smells. The more places you take your vaccinated pet for socialization, better, Mullen says. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online. KibblesandGifts.com.